Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. There's that old school bell telling us that it's time for the class to begin. You'll need to get your Bible and pull up a chair and turn up your radio. And follow with us. We're in the midst of a study of the prophets of Amos and Hosea. But what I would like you to do at this time is turn to the book of 2 Peter. We're reading that epistle of 2 Peter, and then we're going to read the epistle of Jude, because so much of what they say is likened to what is said by Amos and Hosea. Amos and Hosea prophesying in northern Israel, but Peter and Jude are talking to the church and warning the church against being deceived by false prophets and being at ease when things are troubled. And so in just a moment, we'll begin our reading, or we'll continue the reading that we started in the last class, with 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 12. So while you're turning to 2 Peter chapter 2, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's begin with our Bible reading. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 12, talking about these false teachers that would lead people astray into worldly pleasures. He says, but these, as creatures without reason, born mere animals to be taken and destroyed, railing in matters whereof they are ignorant, shall in their destroying surely be destroyed, suffering wrong as the hire of wrongdoing, men that count it pleasure to revel in the daytime, spots and blemishes, reveling in their deceivings while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, enticing unsteadfast souls, having a heart exercised in covetousness, children of cursing, forsaking the right way. They went astray, having followed the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the hire of wrongdoing. But he was rebuked for his own transgression. A dumb ass spake with a man's voice, and stayed the madness of the prophet. These are springs without water, and mist driven by a storm, for whom the blackness of darkness hath been reserved. For uttering great swelling words of vanity, they enticed in the lust of the flesh by lasciviousnesses those who are just escaping from them that lived in error, promising them liberty, while they themselves are the bondservants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he also brought into bondage. For if, after they have escaped the defilements of the world, through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the last state is worse with them than the first. For it were better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, after knowing it, to turn back from the holy commandment delivered unto them. It has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog turning to his own vomit again, and the sow that had washed to the wallowing in the mire. 2 Peter chapter 3. This now, beloved, the second epistle that I write unto you, and in both of them I stir up your sincere mind by putting you in remembrance, that you should remember the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and by the commandment of the Lord and Savior through your apostles, knowing this first, that in the last days mockers shall come with mockery, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For from the day that our fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly forget that there were heavens from of old, and an earth compacted out of water and amidst the water, by the word of God, by which means the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens that now are, and the earth, by the same word, have been stored up for fire, being reserved against the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8. But forget not this one thing, beloved, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to youward, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief, in which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall be dissolved with fervent heat, and the earth and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that these things are thus all to be destroyed, what manner of persons ought ye to be, and all holy living in godliness, looking for and earnestly desiring the coming of the day of God, by reason of which the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat? But according to his promise, we look for a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing ye look for these things, give diligence that ye may be found in peace, without spot, and blameless in his sight, and account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given to him, wrote unto you, as in all his epistles, speaking of those things, wherein are some things hard to be understood, and the ignorant and unsteadfast rest, as they do also the other scriptures, to their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, knowing these things beforehand, beware, lest being carried away with the error of the wicked, ye fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Well, that is the epistle of 2 Peter. And I want to turn and read the epistle of Jude, which is somewhat a twin epistle, particularly of some of 2 Peter. And you'll recognize, if you'd paid close heed, the similarities between these. We begin in Jude chapter 1 and verse 1. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ, and a brother of James, for them that are called beloved of God the Father, kept for Jesus Christ. Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Jude chapter 1 and verse 3. Beloved, while I was giving all diligence to write unto you of our common salvation, I was constrained to write unto you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in privately, even they who were of old, written of beforehand into this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ. Jude verse 5. Now I desire to put you in remembrance, though you know all things once for all, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not, and the animals that kept not their own principality, but left their proper habitation, he hath kept in everlasting bonds. Said the angels, not the animals, the angels that kept not their own principality, but left their proper habitation, he hath kept in everlasting bonds under darkness unto the judgment of the great day, even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them, having in like manner with these given themselves over to fornication, and gone after strange flesh, and set forth as an example, suffering the punishment of eternal fire. Yet, in like manner, these also in their dreams defile the flesh, and set at naught dominion, and rail at dignities. Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing judgment, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee." But these rail at whatsoever things they know not, and what they understand naturally, like the creatures without reason. In these things they are destroyed. Woe unto them, for they went in the way of Cain, and ran riotously into the era of Balaam for hire, and perished in the gainsayings of Korah. These are they who are hidden rocks in your love feast when they feast with you, shepherds that without fear feed themselves, clouds without water, carried along by winds, autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, wild the waves of the sea foaming out their own shame, wandering stars for whom the blackness of darkness hath been reserved forever. And to these also Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied, saying, "Behold, the Lord came with 10,000s of his holy ones, to execute judgment upon all, and to convict all the ungodly of all their works of ungodliness which they have ungodly wrought, and all of the hard things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaking great swelling words, showing respect to persons for the sake of advantage. Jude, verse 17, "But ye, beloved, remember ye the words which have been spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, that they say unto you, in the last time there shall be mockers, walking after their own ungodly lust. These are they who make separations, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have mercy who are in doubt, and some save, snatching them out of the fire. And on some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh." Jude 24. "Now unto him that is able to guard you from stumbling, and set you before the presence of his glory without blemish in exceeding joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power before all time, and now, and forevermore. Amen." Now the student of the Scriptures, in reading from those old prophets of Amos and Hosea, will recognize the tenor of their words when they read the New Testament writings of Peter and Jude. We also read in the New Testament about the church at Laodicea, saying, "I am rich and have gotten riches and have need of nothing." It was a prosperous from the point of view of the world. It congratulated itself on this condition, and it was at ease in Zion. But God declares that it was wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. And without repentance, it would be spewed out of his mouth. He instructed it as he instructs others of such congregations to do in order to hide the shame of its nakedness, and to become clothed in righteousness, and to be fed spiritual food, and to become rich toward God. We're going to have to continue teaching this lesson in the next class, so make sure you join us again for the Warren County Radio Bible School.